Well, the next leg went back over the churchyard wall, down London Road, over the canal, and into the beer garden of the Bull and Butcher. I took my shot and sliced badly. The bally ball hit a large statue of an angel in mourning, ricocheted back towards us, hit a Celtic cross, and rolled neatly into the open grave. "That's the first hole in one you've ever had," smirked Ginger. I gazed into the grave. The ball was in a really difficult lie, just below the freshly exposed brass plate. "What should I do, Angus?" I asked. "You could pray, sir," he said. Suffice to say, a nip of whiskey, and six shots later, I was out of the grave and following Ginger down to the wall, two strokes behind. We caught up with him by the said wall in a beautiful lie, which would allow him to blast a three-wood long and straight down London Road towards the canal bridge. I wasn't as lucky as him and dropped another stroke, trying to cut off the corner of the churchyard. I drove down the row with my number three wood and set off, followed by the crowd, with my odds increasing by the minute. Ginger played down towards the canal bridge, and I decided to gamble by cutting off the bend in the road and playing through the fields on the right-hand side, then straight over the canal.